had a shoe store for years, just where Spagnolia's are now.
Men's and women's shoes?
Yes. Uh-huh. Regular shoe store.
Uh-huh.
That was the only shoe store in town at that time.
Uh-huh.
And they had been here for years.
Mm-hmm.
Until they got too old to continue it.
Okay, we've covered the hardware stores now. We've covered churches and meat markets and grocery stores. There must have been hardware stores. Was Blackshear then? What?
It was Hops on the corner where the record office is and the, what is there, a bank or something right there, a crate.
Yeah.
That's what the old Hops.
Yes, that was the hardware store.
Mm-hmm.
There. Where, above where the beauty parlor is, that main corner building.
Uh-huh.
We were there for years.
The newspaper was across the street, only it was in a different building. That burned down too, didn't it, Mother, where they built.
Well, where the old hotel used to be, where there isn't anything there, Ambler's, next to that was a doctor's office. And there was a barber shop in there at one time, too.
Where was the Northville Record? Was it the Northville Record back then, the paper? Was there one published here? When you came here, do you remember?
That was, Mom, remember, that was across the street, Mr. Neal. Remember, Neal? It was across the street from Schrader's, where the,
beauty shop.
Because Mr. Blake had a jewelry store. Remember Blake's? He was at Mr. Blake's, where the sweets and treats store is now. That was the jewelry store all the time that I was growing up.
Well, there's been so many changes. Hard to.
Well, that's why we're trying to
remember.
Trying to record
but
what it was like then, because we know what it's like now.
These are the old timers that I'm thinking of, you know, with the Stark brothers. They're the old timers that were here for years.
Mr. Neal, the old record
at
his home is now the Legion.
Building.
Only it was turned the other way.
Oh, South Main?
Pardon?
Isn't that the American Legion Hall on South Main?
No, that's the BSW.
Yes.
The American Legion is right here on the corner of Dunlap and Center Street.
Next to Castor Lines, you know.
Oh, yes.
And, that house was turned the other way, and it went the long way along Center Street. And then there was another house, Schaefer's. Mr. Schaefer owned the bar downtown where the photo, what is it is now? Remember? Schaefer's? And so there have been a lot of changes.
Oh, what about other people have told me you haven't mentioned the fair. What can you tell me about the fairgrounds? Did you ever have time to go there?
Oh, yes.
What month
was
that?
When they first opened, I used to go a lot for pastime, and I planted the flowers for, you know, I had someone working for me, but we put out the flower beds, and when they gave for bouquets, why they pretend to send them. Arla Owen was in charge.
You're talking about the racetrack now.
The racetrack.
You're talking when they changed the old fairy and the racetrack.
Oh, yes, that's right. I'm talking about the racetrack. No, we used to have a booth every year there when we were in the electrical business. And all the businesses would have booths, as well as farmers having their products and everything. They had a building there that they had, every business person in town nearly had a display of some kind in this building at the beginning of the fairgrounds. And they had horse races, harness racing, and the grandstand was there. They built that. And that was the beginning of the racetrack. Mm-hmm. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. How long can you remember when it changed from a fairground to the racetrack? Were you still in business then, or was it after you moved to Florida, or what?
Yes, I was still in business when they changed, and I used to do all their flowers. That's what I, the other racetrack didn't have flowers. They used to have a horse show every year. The riders of it from Grosse Pointe, Detroit, came out and had a horse show every summer there, a horse show. And Evelyn Grennan, Evelyn Grennan had horses, and always the, and Catherine Marburger, sister, and they had these horse shows where they did their jumping and
the Briggs daughters, Mr. Briggs owned the Tiger Stadium.
I can't remember who started that,
no,
the horse show, but they were the horse people in Detroit that started it.
It was during the fair time, and part of the infield was a big horse show, and it was a very prestigious one at that time. People with their different games.
Horse people in Detroit, what were some of their names? The main,
the Briggses.
They had horses out here, and they were really the ones that started it.
They had a stage in the middle, which was for two free acts, they called it. People would pay to go on the grandstand, and they would have circus people type things, high trapeze, the clown.
If they had
that,
was that in conjunction with the fair or the racing?
That was
the fair.
Not all of it, not always.
Yes, it was. It was all in conjunction with the fair. And then they also had, over on the other part of the infield, they had a baseball diamond. And they would have baseball. So that you could go up and sit in the grandstand. This was during the fair. And sit in the grandstand, and at certain times they would have races, the harness races would take place. But some of the harness races could be going on, they would be going on at the same time as the horse show. So it was like sitting and watching a three-ring circus. And then at certain times of the afternoon, and evening too, they would have these free acts, they were called, on the stage. And they were, as I said, circus people who did like a trampoline and like any circus act would be. And then at night, they would also have the same thing going on at night. And then at the end of that, there would be fireworks.
but they did have a horse show separately from the fair, and they sold boxes around the horse show place.
The same horse show.
We're disagreeing.
That's all right.
Because
right.
I spent a
they
lot of time
the
there.
Horse show every year.
Perhaps someone else can.
Because it was the big horse people, the wealthy people in Detroit that came out and started that.
I don't know. I'll prove it to you. She is not so rich anymore. That's the only horse show that we had out.
Well, I know. I used to buy a box for it.
The Northville Record Office, you still didn't tell me where it... Oh, it was, oh yes, down the street. It was on Center.
Street.
Yeah.
There's the little alley that goes between the jewelry store, the building that the jewelry store is on Center. There's a little alley in that building right next to it.
Okay. Now, you've written quite a few things down there. You want to refresh you want to read some of it to make
well,
sure that we've...
Well, there's more notations.
Yeah.
I think we covered it mostly. I told you, I was 69 when I moved to Florida. Now I'm 89. It will.
You've been gone from the area. Have you been coming back every summer?
Yes. I don't think I missed the summer, did I? Coming back? I don't think so. I stayed different times. This year I'm staying a little later than usual, and I came a little later. But it's been awfully hot down there.
Well, here too.
And
she didn't get out.
No, and I didn't, then it turned so cold here, too. I've noticed the cold. it's been nice coming back each year. And some of my friends, Mae Babbitt, Florence Schultz, they used to come down and stay a few months with me in the winter time, because I was living alone, and...
You still live alone there?
My daughter and her husband is there with me the last few years, or two or three years. They sold their place, and...
Now what...
They felt I shouldn't be alone.
For purpose of clarification, what is that daughter's name? Told me it was Phyllis or Phil, you call her. What's her last name?
Leninger.
Leninger?
Yes. Mm-hmm. L-I-N-I-G-E-R. And I had two grandchildren, or she did. And Gwen had the three.
So you
so
have
I had
five
grandchildren.
Great-grandchildren. No,
grandchildren. No, they're grandchildren. And I have the one granddaughter. She married a Presbyterian minister, and she's in Maryland. And she has three children, two boys and a girl. And the other son of my daughter's down Florida hasn't any children. And then up here, of course, Gwen had the three, two boys and a girl. Mary Jo, she's the band
you
director.
You have six great-grandchildren.
Hmm?
You have six great-grandchildren.
And Mary Jo, her daughter, is the band director at Redford Union.
Oh.
She's been in music. She graduated from the University of Michigan and then had 2 years getting master's and other things at the Colorado University.
Now, so as to make sure we don't miss anything, I would like you to try, if you can, to visualize Northville, probably when you first opened your business, because before that you probably didn't get around as much. Where was the train station, for instance?
It was down at the depot. The train came in and stopped.
Where was it, though? Because we don't have one now, so...
Did they tear it down?
It's above the spring.
It's above the spring, where, you know, the spring well there?
Yes.
Well, it's up in there, right in back of that.
In back of that.
Uh-huh, it set up the building, and the trains came in, and passenger trains, and stopped, and they had a regular run of trains.
Did you have bus service into Northville then? You had interurban when
interurban,
you first came.
Interurban, no buses at that time. Later.
Later,
years.
Bus service?
Uh-huh. But at that time, there was just the interurban and the train. And that's...
Where did the interurban come to?
Right up to the main center of Northville.
What street, though?
Main Street and North Center. Uh-huh. Right where I just said the old bandstand used to be.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What was fun to see was the conductor of the motor man would get out of the car, and he had this big long thing, and he would attach it underneath, and he'd walk around and turn it around. And I watched that. Another thing, Mother, that you didn't mention, across from the spring, there was the old gold factory.
Yeah.
Where they made church furniture.
Yeah.
It was a big place.
There was
and
a globe factory.
Okay.
Did you have any of that now?
No one has mentioned that.
No, there was a globe factory.
Globe factory where... What
that was along where...
Where they have made the curve. See, there didn't used to be that big sweeping curve from the Ford plant around. It went over the bridge. It turned where they have the room. Well, it's where their parking lot is now. There was
where the water wheel car wash and things?
Yes.
It was on the other side of where the gas station is, on the corner, you know. It's still there?
Beside it.
No.
And there was also the big plant that's still there. It is Bellinger's, I think, now, where they made airplanes.
Eddie Stinson made airplanes there.
And I can remember they used to take the airplane without the wings on it and cart it through town out to the airport, the little airport on Ponsford's farm, which was the corner of Back and 6 Mile, after 6 Miles where it was.
And that was all factories right in there.
Okay, now tell me about the Globe Factory. Globe was the name of the factory, but they didn't make globes.
They made furniture.
Furniture.
Wonderful furniture.
In fact, most of it was church furniture, Mother, like the church benches and things. A lot of the churches around here will have the Globe name underneath on the very old benches.
Someone has told me about the aircraft factory, but no one has mentioned the church furniture place.
Oh, the Globe, that was the first main one for years.
In fact, that, I was either a junior or a senior in high school, it must have been 37, 38, around in there when that burned. You could see it all the way to Detroit. It was just huge.
It was one of the main things in Northville. when I first came.
Was there. Ford's there back then?
No, Ford's came later.
No, Mother, Ford's was there.
When I first came to Northville?
Yes, because Mr. Marburger, they all lived right there, you know. He was the superintendent.
They came later. They no. That Ford's was not there when I first came.
So what?
I think so.
I've got some proof of it. Picture of the old Ford plant. Because Irv came when he was 4 years old. He's 3 years older than I am. So it must have been maybe the year before.
Well, what, Irv was only 3 years older, Gwen. I lived here. I lived.
Yeah.
Well, I came in 21. Or I mean, 19.
Well, you didn't have that many cars then. Cars had been invented, but you didn't
oh,
have.
Oh, no. We didn't have a car. My husband had a motorcycle to begin with to go back and forth to work. And there were only a few, very few cars in Northville. I don't believe hardly anybody had a car when I first came here, but they began to have cars right then.
Were the streets paved?
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. No, I remember when they began paving in downtown. But I don't remember the year.
Now, why don't you... Now, we were talking about the Ford plant. What about that branch of the Rouge River that runs behind the Ford plant?
It runs into the mill pond, you mean, that river, okay. There were little dams along where the water was held in little pools. It wasn't a big thing. And then it kept on running into the, or out of, I don't know which it is, the mill pond there. And all of the kids in town used to hunt frogs, do all kinds of things. In the wintertime, we skated on the mill pond. In fact, the city used to clean it off at times, but then somebody got careless and one of the scrapers went through the ice, and so they decided that it was not safe to skate.
Someone else told me, and this is hard for me to visualize because there must have been buildings there, and I don't know. I wonder if you remember. She said that they used to, in the wintertime, be able to ride a sled from where the school is now all the way down to the racetrack.
We used to get up where the Allen Terrace is now. It was East Lawn Sanitarium at that point. And you'd station somebody at every corner because there weren't that many cars. People usually only had one car that the father was off to work in. So there was never many cars in town at certain times. And we would start there, and we'd go down east and across Randolph. And
now, was this on Sheldon or on Center itself that you...
No. It you came
was
down
on the hill. Hillside.
For East on Sanitarium.
Yeah,
and
we'd come down East Street right from there. East Street would cross, you'd come down that high hill and you'd get enough going so that you'd get up onto, what's the road there, which one is it, West Street or, I don't know which one that goes on into Main Street, but it's the one that comes down and it comes down East Street and it crosses Randolph and it goes across Dunlap and we hit Main Street. Probably about where the town hall is now, and we make that turn and go on down to the racetrack that way. And so that could be done. It was loads of fun. You get going on it. Also, the churches always had, during the Christmas time, bobsled. And you'd either do it behind cars, you know, the time, or horses. And we'd go out. This was before that road was paved and all the, you know, all the roads were paved. We had great fun. Every winter, the churches would have big new rides, sleds, and whatnot. So there was an awful lot going on in town.
Well, of course, when people began to have cars, you know, they were all battery run. So in the winter, they had their cars put up, take the batteries out, and their cars, they couldn't drive them in the winter. Freezing weather, you know, when it got to be freezing. And it seemed in those old days, we used to have a lot of snow every winter, and there'd be bobsleds, things like that around, but they couldn't drive the cars.
Well, then what mode of transportation did you use when you couldn't drive your car in the winter, way back then?
Well, horse and buggy.
Did you have a horse? Did you have
a horse? No, but some people did. Those that had, I don't know. In those days, they went, if they had to go to work someplace, they went on the interurban. Like if they worked in Detroit or worked down, they'd have to go on the interurban or places like that. If there was snow, they couldn't drive their car. And then finally, they got to where, when everybody began having cars, they would keep the road clean, you know, so they could drive. But there, for a long time, the cars had batteries, and they had to put the batteries out and freeze, you know. They couldn't drive their cars in the winter.
Do you recognize this house?
Now, Mrs. Jones? Can you think of anything else now that you think we should record for
just
posterity that no one else
brought on? I happen to think of the flow back, but I don't believe that I can think of anything right now that we haven't dwelt on that go way back.
We've touched upon, I think, all the businesses, haven't we? The stores and the funeral homes and the theaters and...
And those names of the stores were people that had lived here for a long time. And, of course, Northville at that time was just small, you know. It's small.
By most standards, it's still considered small.
Oh, yes. You know, the big
one. Detroit.
You know what? All of the way it's built up around, one thing, they're very fortunate. They're all lovely homes, and condominiums are all nice. Nothing cheap, you know, and shoddy. No subdivisions that are really cheap and shoddy that they allowed to build out around. That's what makes Northville so nice, I think. It's all, the town itself still has a small atmosphere, I think.
Yes, I do too.
I like it here. But you see, it's being surrounded with subdivisions and, I mean, small shopping centers and things like that. And it's grown in a lot of ways, but it's still a small town when you get right down to to it.
Okay. I want to thank you very, very much.
Well,
I appreciate all of your help.
I hope I've helped a little bit. I enjoyed it.